Thoughts on Micah, Micah chapter 1 and the first two verses. God's Word. Do I hear you say, well, we've heard this before. Wherever you go in the prophets, they seem to start like this. This is the word of the Lord, God's word, and so on. We've heard it before. We can't hear too much of it, my friend. We need to know. We need to remember. We need to apply the fact that what we're reading here is not the word of Micah. It is, of course. It's not the word of Isaiah or Nahum or whatever the prophet might be. Of course, it is their words. But it's the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth during the reign of Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. During those reigns, in this obscure place, Moresheth, God, the Almighty, the Sovereign God, the Eternal God, the Lord Almighty, the Lord from His holy temple, addresses all peoples, O peoples, all of you, listen, O earth and all who are in it, that the Sovereign Lord may witness against you, the Lord from His holy temple. And this is what Micah is claiming. He's an obscure prophet, an obscure place. He would be called a minor prophet, a lesser prophet. But God is speaking through him. And he's speaking by vision. The vision that Micah saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem is to do with Judah particularly. Jerusalem, Israel as well, but particularly Judah. And this man, he preached it as God had commanded him, and then he wrote it down. And here am I, in the year 2023, speaking a few words on this old prophet. 3,000 years ago, this man was preaching. Well, he saw, he had a vision, God spoke to him, and he declared it to Judah. And this is his position. This is the position he leads Judah to understand, that this man is coming, not with ideas of men, not with concepts out of books, not drawn from some confession or something, but the word of the living God. And he called upon the people, God is calling upon the people, to hear and to listen. Hear, all ye peoples, listen, O earth. Now, there's a great deal of difference between hearing and listening. Plenty of people hear. Oh, I don't know how many sermons are being heard, even as I speak, throughout the world. We're hearing all the time, but are we listening? Listening is the word. And, of course, obedience is the great word. So the Sovereign God speaking to men. And notice the words he uses, a witness. God sees what's going on, and he's testifying. He's making a solemn declaration. He's averring, he's asserting, he's speaking, and he's saying, this is how it is. And I note the word against, too. These words come confronting us. We need plenty of that today. Preaching is not meant to be sugar and soft soap and candy floss. It's meant to confront us with the truth, with God himself. This man is speaking in the name of God, and God is speaking from the temple, from his holy temple, the Lord from his holy temple, verse 2. The place of power, the place of authority, the place of the throne, where he rules in Israel, he rules in Judah. And it's still the word of God these 3,000 years later. It's a different day. It's a different covenant. Yes. And 3,000 years of water have passed under the bridge. I fully agree. Yes. But what's his words is right. The prophet speaks the word, but his pen records the word and saves the word from death. And here we have it. The word of the Lord that came to Micah. And it's coming now to us, my friend. It came to Samaria and Jerusalem in those days. And it had words to say to them, but it's speaking to us today. He that hath ears to hear. Let him listen. Let him obey. It's the Spirit's job to teach us. May the Spirit teach us what he is saying, even today, in a different covenant to the churches, the ecclesia, the people of God. And may all the world hear, sinners hear, and believe and be saved. Hear, all ye peoples, O peoples, all of you, hear, O earth, and all who are in it, the Sovereign Lord, God himself. That was what Micah was about. May it be what we are about too. May all preachers preach the name of God, the exaltation of Christ, the power of the Spirit, and may that be in these brief discourses. Thoughts on Micah. Amen.